you can correct them for me.
We'll just roll with it.
Right. Okay, very good. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're talking now with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And, Coach, welcome back and congratulations on such a great season up to this point.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Want to look back a little bit for a little bit here on the Pawtucket game that absolutely solidified your rankings in D6, I'm sorry, for the tournament. We'll talk about that in a minute. But tell me a little bit about the Pawtucket game.
Yeah, I mean, that was one where we knew we had to get right after what we thought was a very poor performance the week prior over in Linfield. We turned the ball over quite a bit, didn't play with the type of passion we usually play with, and really just gave them some opportunities, some great field position, and we weren't pleased with it. It wasn't a clean game, so guys were very inspired to practice well, to prepare well. Because that's all that is, you know, a sloppy night on. Right, yeah, the sloppy night at Linfield is a product of some bad practices, and our guys identified that, and we were able to put a good week of practice together leading up to Pawtucket. I think they were very well prepared, understood what their assignment was, and what the tendencies were based on some things that we saw on film, and they went out and executed exceptionally well. Played with a lot of passion and energy and got up early and stayed up, you know, and that's that's ultimately what you want to be able to do.
Give me a couple of highlights of that game, if you would, please, Colin.
Yeah, I would say just the defensive effort collectively. We held them to 70-something yards total. I thought, especially with the starting defense in there, you know, I think we gave up maybe close to 60 of those yards on the final drive when we had JV guys and mostly freshmen in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very stout defensively and against a team like that has some good athletes and they spread you out a little bit. It takes really one guy missing an assignment for a play to go, you know, and for them to kind of get some momentum, pick up first down. So I thought we were incredibly sound defensively, particularly in our run fits. We ran to the ball exceptionally well and tackled. And if you can do that and get off the field, you know, you give yourself a great opportunity every week, you know.
I've been talking to coaches this week, asking them to highlight a player. I don't care who it is, obviously. Usually when I talk with you, I ask for the lineman or some unheralded guy who's not in the paper. But this time, I want you to brag about someone that, you know, if you were talking to somebody who just met you for the first time, hey, how's your team? What's your team like?
Yeah, I would say, the identity of the team is what it's always been. I mean, we're tough, hard-nosed kids and they play football. We get 11 football players on the field at all times. And that includes, you know, both of the quarterbacks that rotate in there, Luke Arsenault and Drew Shaldoni. They're both incredibly tough football players and play hard on the defensive side of the ball. Our backfield has been special, you know, between Henry O'Neill and Nick Martin. Mike Sanchez and then Luke when he's back there at the fullback position when Drew was under center, like those guys, they run the ball incredibly hard. Obviously the offensive line, they do a great job. They got some incredible shine this week. You know, we ran for over 400 on the ground, and the Globe mentioned that entire group as one of the players of the week.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool for them to get that type of shine. And then another kid who I think has been a standout guy and has given us a lot more than we maybe thought we were going to get is Andrew Baker. I mean, he's a big time play guy. We knew that he was the best receiver we've had in our program in a long time. He makes some spectacular catches, did last year, and knew we were going to get that from him this year. But, he's really stepped up on both sides of the ball, really, you know, in blocking. He's gotten much better. He's worked on his technique and he worked on his strength in the offseason. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he's just made big plays. You know, there's one series against Pawtucket last week where he had like two or three consecutive tackles for loss to get us off the field at the start of the second half. He had a big pick. He's had a couple of picks. He had the big one against North Reading on a tunnel screen. He made a diving interception against Linfield to give us a chance to get the ball back in that game. But he's just he's a kid who it matters a lot to him. He's invested a lot. Really proud of what he's been able to do so far.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, I want to ask you about the Globe Award there of your line getting Player of the Week. That, to me, that reflects a couple of things. It reflects effort for these guys that they get noticed, but it also, to me, reflects coaching. So you and your staff have to be very proud when you see something like that, you know, four or five guys, honored all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's Coach Clay LaFort. I mean, he's our line coach on both sides of the ball. Awesome guy. Cooks a mean brisket too. Big Rig Barbecue is the best out there.
Okay.
But he's an outstanding coach and does a great job of connecting with those guys and teaching them, you know, like we always say, they have a toolkit of schemes that they can execute. Those guys communicate extremely well. They understand what they can do. And then sometimes they even surprise me with what schemes they end up calling or how they communicate and how they block things based on what's in front of them. But they get the job done. And when you get hats on hats, you move your feet, you got low pad level, good things happen. They understand that, and they take pride in the position, and makes me very proud as a coach.
And when you can trust your people like that, it allows you to do even more.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the week. This week, you've got Boston Latin Academy coming up in the opener. It's a home game for you guys. And what's the emphasis for you, and what can you tell me about them?
Yeah, for us, I mean, it's the same as I really tell you every week. We got to do what we do well. We got to practice well. We got to understand what we want to do defensively to shut them down, take away their main priorities. But in looking at them, they're a very good team. You know, pretty similar to us. They get there in different ways. But they're a team that likes to run power. They like to run the ball off tackle. You know, when they get in the eye, they'll run some toss or fullback dive. And it's really a smash mouth attack, but they do get to it from some spread sets. Have the ability to throw the ball up. They get a kid who I think people are telling me he's about 6'6". And he looks every bit of that on film. But they throw the ball up to at the tight end position. They'll put him in the slot sometimes. They got a boatload of good backs. I mean, I was talking to their coach yesterday. They've battled through a lot of injuries this year. He was telling me they're on something like their fourth quarterback at this point. They've gone through a couple of running backs, but it seems to me that when we look at them on film, then it's like one of those next man up mentalities, and they got guys who can do it at those positions, regardless of where they fell on the depth chart in August, you know. So we got to make sure we're good in our run fits. We tackle. We got to be ready for a pretty tough, hard nosed game, I think.
Sounds like a challenge, and it sounds like it's going to be fun for the fans. This is a 6:30 start on Friday.
6:30 start on Friday. Yep. Landry Stadium.
Colin, thank you once again for this morning interview that I have to do before I have my second cup of coffee, and we got through it.
You better get that into you, man.
I gotta. Hey, I appreciate it, Coach. Good luck, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Colin. Take care. All right. That is Colin McQueen, who is the football coach at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.